We're seeing the beautiful sunshine today. It's going to be a lovely weekend, and I can't wait till spring comes because I like to plant things in my yard. Granted, every year I plant, and every year more and more places get filled up, but I still have some holes that I need to plug in, and that's why we have Stacy Hervella on the line with us. She's the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You can go to provenwinners.com. You see Proven Winners as you're walking around your plant places. It's the large white container with Proven Winners written all over it. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wendy. How are you?
I can't wait to plant things this weekend. Bill makes fun of me and says, really, that's how you want to spend your Mother's Day weekend with your hands in the mud. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Really, Bill? You don't get it?
Because you're here, I'm going to say I do, but I do not.
But you said your wife likes to plant things.
She does, yeah.
She wears gloves, though, I bet.
That's all she wears, yeah.
I like to
It is World Naked Gardening Day tomorrow. So,
is it really? Yeah.
It is. It really is. Yes, it is a thing. It's the first Saturday in May. So not only is it Mother's Day weekend, it's also World Naked Gardening Day. So.
Something for everybody.
How many people get arrested on that day?
It'll be interesting to see. Social media really launched it into the forefront this year. So we shall see.
I'm not partaking. I'm sorry.
Darn it.
You don't even live near me.
Come on.
So I want to just talk about some things. Maybe a great idea is taking mom to a garden center and buying some Proven Winners plants. It's just kind of a private thing. Like, I like a lot of purples and whites, and I'm not a big pink girl. But color is something that you just pick what you like. Isn't that a good way to go, Stacy?
It absolutely is. And, you know, I think that people really feel, you know, intimidated when they go to a garden center. There's so much to choose from. It's very easy to be overwhelmed. But, you know, I think that when you're looking at flowers, whether it's a shrub or an annual or a hanging basket or whatever, starting with your favorite color is a good idea. And second to that, it's also a really good idea to consider the color of your house because, you know, these really colorful plants, they're going to make a big impact up against the walls of your home. So you really want to take that into consideration to get the most impact so that when your neighbors walk by, they say, oh my gosh, that looks outstanding. It's because you've really taken that into consideration.
Stacy, do most people just know instinctively how long a flower will last or should last? Because some of them have a longer life cycle than others, right?
Well, that's true. I don't think that people really know instinctively, but I'll tell you a little secret here. Not such a secret, but flowers will last a lot longer if the plant is kept well watered. So, you know, if we have dry weather, if you forget watering, that's going to cause the flowers to shrivel. And the plant very well may make more, but, you know, spring's a great example. If we have a dry spring, daffodil flowers won't last very long at all. But if we have, you know, a good steady rainfall, you're going to have daffodil flowers for, you know, 6 weeks at least.
Yeah.
So people don't really know. It's really cultural depending on the conditions.
And there are certain plants, like when I transplanted some lavender last year, I thought, you know, I'm going to water this baby. Lavender didn't need a lot of water, and I ended up killing it, I have figured out. But when you look at the bulbs, like you mentioned the daffodils, and I have tulips that are popping up right now, is there some way to figure out how to have blooms in all the seasons of the spring and summer and fall?
Well, there really is. And, you know, if you look at our shrubs, for example, on our plant tags, we will actually have that information in there. So it'll say, you know, bloom time spring, or it will say reblooming. And a reblooming shrub is something that's going to bloom at the normal time, and then it's going to bloom again later. So a good example of that would be like our Bloomerang reblooming lilac, which is about to burst into bloom here in our trial gardens in West Michigan. And then it's going to take a little rest. It's going to flower probably for the next 3 weeks at least, take a little rest, and then it's going to flower again in late July and continue through frost. So, you know, we really try to get that information out there. So it pays when you're in the garden center to take a little extra time and read those plant tags because they're going to have the information on there to help you make the best decisions.
Stacy, did you invent that word bloomerang? Because that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. I can't take credit for that. That was my boss, Tim Wood. But
Tell him that was pretty good. Tell Tim Wood that was pretty good.
Definitely a feather in his cap there. Yep.
And see, I'm relatively new to the gardening thing. Maybe the last 5 years I've really gotten into it, but it seems every season I learn more, and I learn so much from reading those tags. But I didn't know there were rebloomers. I thought you just got like one season for most of them. Are these new hybrid things that are making them bloomerang and come around again?
You know, it is sort of a new breeding development that plant breeders are working on, you know, really bringing out in these plants. But, you know, you actually will see this in other plants too. You know, developing a reblooming lilac, that wasn't something that was totally out of left field. There was a variety called Josie that's been around for, you know, over a century, and that would always have a little bit more bloom. So what plant breeders have done is just to identify those plants that had that capability and really, you know, cross them and capitalize on that to bring that out and develop it to be stronger.
All right, we have someone who has a question for you. We have Stacy Hervella's on the line. She is the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You can go to provenwinners.com and find out everything you need to know, what they have to offer. And Kevin, your question for Stacy?
Hey there. Stacy, thank you very much for your input. My general question is, I don't know that there's one publication, a book, or whatever, for flowers, plants, trees, and shrubs. But I would really love, Wendy mentioned, you know, looking at the tags on things that you buy. Is there a book that'll tell you when it's appropriate to do trimming, when it's appropriate to do fertilizing, and when it's appropriate to split things and replant things? I would love to know where I could find something like that.
Well, I wouldn't say that there's necessarily any one book, but I will tell you a great place to start, and that would be any of the publications from the American Horticulture Society. So it's called the AHS Guide to Gardening. And that is, you know, it's not going to have everything in it because it's a big encyclopedia that covers a wide range of topics. But what a publication like that is going to do is give you sort of the knowledge base that you need to make the best decisions. And you know, if you go to our website, for example, if you buy one of our plants, we try to get all of that information out there. So that's a really, you know, advantage to buying something that is sold in a branded box. You can go to our website and find out that information and even send me an email and get personalized recommendations.
Okay. Can you, before you're done, can you just repeat on your email? The other thing is, I mean, weeds and things grow so well no matter what's
yep.
going on. So why is it that the Horticultural Society cannot go in and look at that and mimic that so that all our purchased items can grow as well as weeds?
Although a lot of the perennials do. I mean, don't they, Stacy? That's an exciting moment when spring comes and you see the green poking through all the dead branches and stuff, and you're like, oh, yeah, my perennials made it again.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. There's a lot of very vigorous perennials and shrubs that, you know, will absolutely hold their own. But, you know, a weed's a weed because it's a very adaptable plant. So basically, it can just, you know, wherever its seeds land, it's going to be able to take root and grow. And it's just a survival instinct. So, you know, other plants have survival instincts, too. They just don't spread quite as much. But the best advice I can give you about weeding is to make sure you have mulch because, you know, weed seeds don't really take root. They take root great in bare ground. So if you get a good 3-inch layer of, like, a shredded bark mulch around your plants, around your landscape, any bare soil, that's going to make a huge, huge difference in the amount of weeds you have to pull.
Kevin,
thank you so much. And I'm sorry, Wendy, I interrupted you.
No. I was just going to say thanks for calling, Kevin. We appreciate it.
You guys are the best. Take care.
Thanks, Kevin.
If you go to provenwinners.com, I'm looking right now, and there's a bunch of editions with gardening guides, like Gardening Simplified, some ideas, online flip books. We're going to take a quick break, and 312-981-7200, Stacy Hervella, she is the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. And like I said, you can go to provenwinners.com. It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Ran along with the sunshine.
If you want a lovely rose garden, it does take a little bit of work, but to me, it's very fun. On the line with us, Stacy Hervella, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You can go to their website, provenwinners.com. And Stacy, Mother's Day weekend is coming. I think there are going to be a lot of women out there and men garden too. And I think Shelley has a great question about this weekend's planting. Shelley, you have a mulch question? Shelley? Oops. There you go, Shel.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
Thank you for my call.
I love your show. Yes, I have a perennial bed with multiple layers of mulch and landscaping mat underneath of it. I'm just wondering if I need to take all of that mulch off and start over with a new base, or just keep adding as it deteriorates over time.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the really great things about using a mulch made out of a natural material like shredded bark, is it does decompose, and when it decomposes, it actually enriches the soil. So, you know, what you can do is if it gets very matted down, just rake it up lightly with, like, a nice steel rake, and then put fresh mulch over that. And, you know, all you're doing is adding more nitrogen for the plants, creating a better environment for root growth. So you're actually doing a lot of favors for your plants by doing that and keeping up with the mulch. So you probably don't need to put on the 3 inches that I recommended to the previous caller who's trying to fight weeds. You know, just an inch or two will do the trick just to freshen the look. You know, just break it up a bit and put that 1 or 2 inches down, and you're set to go for the season.
Very good. I have one more question. What's spacing on lilac bushes?
Well, I'm sorry, what's what on lilac bushes?
The spacing.
The spacing.
Between plants?
Right. It depends on the variety, because a lot of, especially the old-fashioned lilacs, they get quite large. So you're buying a small plant, but, you know, in time it's going to reach, you know, 8 to 10 feet across. So I would say I would go with a minimum of 4 to 5 feet. You know, it depends on the look that you're trying to accomplish, but I would say no fewer than 4 feet apart.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Stacy, how come most of the mulch smells like a horse just dumped in your yard? To put it nicely.
It's actually decomposing. So, you know, after they chip the, you know, they shred the trees after they take them down, and then that opens up a ton of surface area, and then they pile it up. And in those piles, it's heating up. All these microorganisms are working, and they're decomposing, actively decomposing that wood. And they, you know, emit a lot of gases, and gases build up within the mulch pile. So it does have sort of a weird smell at first. Usually if you get an older mulch, it will not smell as much, but certainly if you're getting like a fresh mulch that they've just recently chipped, it might not be something you want to spread right before your Mother's Day out on the back patio or something like that.
Could Wendy sprinkle a little potpourri in with the mulch maybe, Stacy? Would you recommend that?
You could try that.
Right.
I might just plant a couple really nice, fragrant, full-blooming lilacs to try to counteract that.
Yes. Or spray some of that Elizabeth Taylor perfume on your mulch, Wendy. I bet that would make a big difference.
No. I did learn a lesson with my lilacs. I planted a Proven Winners years ago, and I got it at a clearance at the end of the season. And I planted it, and I just wanted to kind of use it as a screen so our neighbor's porch and ours would be separated a little bit. And it grew really big and beautiful, and I trimmed it, I guess, at the wrong time, because last year there was one lilac flower.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like enough, does it?
So I guess I pruned at the wrong time, and I did nothing to it this year, and it's big and beautiful, and all the blooms are back.
Well, that's exactly what happened. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons people do feel so intimidated by gardening, is you make one mistake like that and you just want to kick yourself, you know. But it's totally understandable. Lilacs are a plant that if you need to prune them, you're going to do that after they bloom. Think about it this way. Lilacs bloom very early in spring. So they don't have a lot of time to create their flower buds by the time spring weather comes till the time they bloom. So they actually make their flower buds the previous summer. So if you cut it before it starts to flower, you're cutting the flower buds off.
Yeah, you live and learn, but it's not so detrimental. I mean, it's kind of like I never had a green thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I always had silk plants in my apartment when I lived on my own because I killed plants in the house all the time. But outside, it's like Mother Nature helps you a little bit.
Right, sure.
Yeah, you know, it definitely does. And, you know, the worst that's going to happen, okay, fine, you missed out on your lilacs. That was disappointing. I always tell people, go on vacation, then you won't even know that you missed the blooms.
That's solid advice.
All right, but speaking of lilacs, they smell so absolutely wonderful. There's also a mock orange plant that smells unbelievable.
Like oranges?
Does it? You know when you drive into Florida, I just remember this as a kid, and you smell the sweet orange blossoms?
Sure.
That's what it smells like.
Oh, that's nice.
The neighbor had one, and I had to knock on her door and say, what is this? But it's a very short blooming time.
Oh.
But are there certain plants that we should think about for this lovely fragrance for Mother's Day?
Well, you know, lilacs, again, they're a classic choice. But, you know, there's a lot of other shrubs that bloom later. And I think that's a really important factor, too, is, you know, you want to give mom a beautiful, something that looks beautiful right now, you know, has flowers on it. But you also want to make sure that she's enjoying flowers for the whole season. So you might just look at that bloom time and say, hey, this doesn't look great now, but mom, believe me, you're going to be loving this come July. So there's a couple of interesting native shrubs, actually, that you'd find at your garden centers there. And one of those that are fragrant, is Little Henry Itea. And this is a plant that's been around a long time, has really nice glossy foliage, amazing long
Like tendrils of white flowers, kind
Correct.
Of?
Yeah, you know.
I know what Little Henry is.
Oh, you do.
I have one in my yard.
Oh, it has amazing fragrance. And, you know, it blooms sort of in July, so you have that nice warm air, and the fragrance just comes on the air, and it's really just a really memorable experience.
Yeah, Bill, you look shocked that I knew.
Well, if I found Little Henry in my yard, I'd call the police. So I'm just glad we cleared this up, Stacey.
You'll want this Little Henry in your
yard. I don't
trust
him, but all right, I believe you.
But just really, it's like I love crafts and I love to paint and I love other things. So this is, my garden is kind of like my outdoor palette. And just play around. You can move things the next season if you find a hole.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But Stacey Hervella, before we let you go, a big thing is we are getting a nice Mother's Day weekend. It's going to be sunny. We're not 100% out of the woods yet from cold weather. So is it too early to plant things? I never plant vegetables until after Memorial Day, but some people say Mother's Day is when you can start planting things. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's definitely right on the line. And in fact, the last 2 years, we have had a frost on Mother's Day weekend. So that's been really, really bad. So I would say, yes, it's okay to plant some things. You can always throw a blanket or a towel over them if a frost threatens. But if you go, you know, whole hog and plant, you know, thousands of dollars worth of plants of like tender stuff in your yard, it might be a little bit early for that. But it's definitely not too early for, you know, a nice shrub or hanging basket for mom for Mother's Day.
Well, have a lovely Mother's Day if it applies to you, Stacey.
Well, thank you. You too.
And we're going to talk to Stacey again in a couple of weeks. Sorry we couldn't get to all your questions at 312-981-7200, but Stacey will be back as gardening season heats up. She's the horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. Go to provenwinners.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stacey. We'll take a quick break, then we'll find out what's in the news with Steve. Next, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.